Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Somebody sent me a column. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. You tell me I'm wrong on this. Maybe I am. Penn State's playoff dilemma. Should they skip the Big Ten championship? So the only way Penn State goes to the Big Ten championship is if Michigan beats Ohio State.
Okay.
Why would they skip the Big Ten championship?
Because if Penn State gets a second loss, they might find themselves out of the playoff.
See, I think losing in a Big Ten championship game, if you get there with a second loss, you still get in.
Well, that might be your way of thinking, but do you think that's what the committee would think?
Yes. I don't think the committee will punish a team that loses in a Big Ten title game. But what the story argues that they should be protecting their home playoff game.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
If you avoid the title game, you actually benefits the Nittany Lions, allowing them to host a first-round playoff game in front of passionate fans of Happy Valley. A loss in the championship game could result in a much tougher road game and a lower seed. To win the national championship, you have to win 4 games if you're in Penn State shoes. The Big Ten title game, and if you win that, you get a first-round bye, and you win 3 more and win the national title. Or if you skip the Big Ten championship game, you host a game, which means you play an extra playoff game, you have to win 4. So the first game is either a home playoff game or the Big Ten championship game, right? If you lose the Big Ten championship game, you can still get in the playoff. Your season isn't over. If you lose the first playoff game, your season's over. So going to the Big Ten championship game actually has, with a potential safety net, as opposed to just playing the first round playoff game where there's no safety net, you'd have to win 4, but you could afford to lose one if you go to the Big Ten championship game, potentially, right?
I love how you're holding up fingers.
I don't know why I'm doing it.
That's going to make me understand it better.
I know you're not good with math, but
I'm not.
Does that make sense?
I mean, somewhat. I guess the difference is if you lose the Big Ten championship game, then you're no longer hosting a playoff game.
Probably not.
Okay, so the thing that they want to do is host a playoff game because you know how crazy Happy Valley is, and it's not a guarantee that you get to the next round, but you want to host the game.
Either way, you have to win 4 games, and the Big Ten championship game could come with the – you are possible if not likely, to be able to lose it and still play for the national championship.
I'm real curious to see what happens tonight when they do the seedings again.
Yeah.
To see how far Indiana falls. Because if you look at Indiana's schedule and Penn State's schedule, the difference is Penn State played a couple teams early in the season in their non-conference schedule that are certainly better than what Indiana played.
Mm-hmm.
However, what Indiana did in the Big Ten schedule was blow every team out except for Michigan, who they held to 15 points or 16, whatever it was. Otherwise, they blew everybody out by a massive margin, whereas Penn State, you know, they got the one loss to Ohio State, which is what Indiana has, which they lost by a touchdown, I believe, but they had that game at home. And they just got done barely beating Minnesota by a point. They skated by a couple of other teams by a single score. I'm not impressed with Penn State's schedule. I'm impressed with how they played Ohio State. Just like I'm not impressed with Indiana's Big Ten schedule. And having watched the Ohio State-Indiana game in its entirety, I think Indiana played them well, but not as well as what Penn State did. So I think it's interesting to see how far apart those two teams are going to be when it comes to the rankings tonight.
Penn State's strength of schedule is significantly better than Indiana's.
It should be. Like, yep. I think they played West Virginia to start the season, and they played Bowling Green, and Indiana's played nobody.
No.
I mean, it was like the SEC off-week schedule.
Yep.
Indiana blew out common opponents. That Penn State did not.
Penn State's or Indiana's strength of schedule was helped quite a bit by playing Ohio State, but as much as it was helped, it'll get hurt by playing Purdue next.
Correct.
I think Indiana's going to make the playoff, and I think it's going to be they got bailed out by all those other teams in a similar area losing. At Ole Miss, yep. Alabama, Texas A&M, Colorado. BYU could still get an automatic bid, I believe, but you're talking about teams that were battling for an at-large spot, and a whole bunch of them lost. And Indiana was in the will benefit from being higher ranked than those teams when they lost. But they probably don't want a lot of crazy stuff to happen. 248-539-9797. We were talking about the Jason Kelce comments, how he always is asked for the hookup. And he's not always. He says he's asked enough for Taylor Swift tickets. This is the brother of Travis Kelce. What is your job and what do people ask you for? The hookup. We go to George here next on 97.1. Hi, George.
How you guys doing?
What's up? All right, George.
So, Doug, you had mentioned about the party store. Well, I got quite the little operation I had in 1985 because I was a stock boy. So I didn't have cell phones. We didn't have cell phones. So this is how it went down. I was the most popular kid in school on Fridays because I would put cases of beer in five different garbage cans. Well, you had to get to me in time. I give you a piece of paper, give me $5. This is your beer is going to be in garbage can number one. Your beer is going to be in garbage can. I only would give out five cases on a Friday and five on a Saturday. We never got caught, and literally it was an operation for the 80s. It was awesome.
They didn't miss 10 cases of beer a week.
Would you pay for the cases?
I'm telling you, I don't even know how it went down. Our owner was, I don't know.
Did you pay? Wait, hold on. I understand that these were people that were underage, but were you paying for the cases of beer?
Oh, no, because I would stock the cooler and like, I would be taking out empties, but the empties weren't really empty.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. I know what you're saying.
So then you only charged
$5 a case?
Well, 1985, I mean.
Oh, they were $10. Case of beer would have been like $10.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a dark alley that the party store was on. It just was perfect.
Yeah, well, that was quite a hookup.
Yeah, you're a hookup.
Tom is next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too.
Yeah, I used to run a golf course pro shop and, you know, always getting asked for free rounds of golf, this and that.
Yep.
And, you know, I would try to, you know, put them on and, you know, non-peak times and this and that. One time, you know, a couple guys that I would do that for was non-peak. And then they showed up with about 20 guys because they wanted to do like a tournament. And they just thought they would just, you know, get in the cart. And the starter calls me and he's like, hey, what's going on here? You know, we got all these guys lined up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, just send them in because I got to charge them all, you know. And then from that time on, I just said, you know, forget it.
Yeah.
So
what course?
I can't say that, but
all right, fair enough.
Back in the day, your boys took it too far.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Far.
Yeah, back in the day, they took it too far. So, yeah, I would always do a couple hookups here and there, you know, on non-peak times, but it got a little out of control.
That sounds like a guy. You gave him an inch and they took a mile, Gator. Took a mile.